Welcome to the Finance Path Podcast, where we discuss all your burning questions relating to money, property, and investment for every stage of life. Now, here are your hosts, Mark Attard and Chris Collard.
Welcome, listeners. Welcome to the first podcast of Money, Property, and You. This is our first foray into cyberspace, and make no bones about it, Mark and I expect this to go viral and global to all parts of the globe. So welcome, Mark.
Thank you, Chris. Yeah, looking forward to what the next 10, 15, who knows, 20 minutes holds.
Don't worry about the next 15 minutes, mate. Worry about the next 100 podcasts we're going to send out to all our hundreds and thousands of listeners out there.
Well, look, hopefully that's where we get to. That's we're pretty excited, or we're really excited to, I suppose, start to share what we do and the information that we have, and I suppose our thoughts and opinions and those of our clients, and with all of those listeners out there to help them with all their decisions relating to money and property.
Now, it's fair to say you and I have some pretty strong opinions from time to time. Would that be right to say?
Yes.
We don't always necessarily agree.
No, we don't always agree with each other, no.
So what we thought was we're going to try and put this down to get the listeners to actually understand maybe a little bit more around what happens with money and property, and maybe show a little bit more about our personality and understand what we think behind the closed doors at Finance Path. Would that be right?
Yeah. So what I think is important maybe for our listeners to understand is a little bit of a background to who we are and what we do. So we've had a mortgage management business now for 8 years. It started up in 2008, and a mortgage management business is a bit different from a mortgage brokerage business, but fundamentally, our clients come to us because they're looking for advice and guidance on how to purchase their first home or that next dream home or start to build themselves a property portfolio. So residential lending is primarily the products or loan is what most people come to us for. But what we, I suppose, endeavour to do and our goal as a business is to really provide people with better insights how to manage their money and understand their relationship with money and ultimately just make better decisions when it comes to dealing with money. And if they can get the basics right, start to control their own path and ultimately live a more rewarding and enjoyable life.
So is it fair to say, look, we're in the privileged position of we get to deal with hundreds of clients a year, and over the last 8 years, as you mentioned, we've dealt with thousands of clients from all walks of life, all different financial situations and all different experiences, and we get to see and answer a lot of questions that those guys have.
Yeah, that's right. And then I think one of the beauties of being in our role is that we get to deal with people from all walks of life. So in terms of our clients, like when you look over that 8 years, there would have been, we've got a client base, we would have helped over 1,000 clients, and they've paid down, I think at last count, we'd help people pay off around about $38 million worth of debt. And that includes, you know, clients that are purchasing their first home out in the back at Cranbourne, as well as, you know, we've got property investors that have got multi-million dollar, you know, property portfolios, yep, both residential and commercial. And through dealing with all of those people, you get to obviously give a lot of advice, but you also get to learn a lot of the lessons from those clients. And yeah, it is a privileged position. We make, you know, we sit there and talk about, you know, you end up being a lot more than what most people would, you know, consider our role to be, which is a mortgage broker. You definitely take on a bigger role in people's financial lives and ultimately in their lives, because a lot of the decisions that they're put in place, you know, they turn to you for advice. And, you know, a lot of those events in their lives, whether it be a new job, whether it be, you know, having their first child, etc., you end up being involved in. So, you know, it's a privileged position. We don't take it for granted. And these podcasts are really around helping people, sharing those stories with people and helping to break down some of the barriers and the misconceptions that we see, you know, yep, where a lot of our clients come to talk to us about, primarily around money, property, and obviously about listeners themselves.
Yeah, it's fair to say the old adage of it's not what you earn, it's what you keep actually rings true. And one of the biggest experiences of I've ever had is that don't ever judge a book by its cover, as in, you know, there's plenty of people out there that live the fash lifestyle and appear to have, you know, everything going for them. And you know, in that, as we talk about in that position where we get to see their life on a whiteboard, and sometimes the life on a whiteboard isn't always consistent with what the image that they portray is. And what we want to get out of these podcasts is really sharing with you those experiences around, you know, the good experiences around the people that sometimes aren't earning as much as you would expect. They need to learn to have everything that they've got and share with what they've done and their learnings and how they do it, so that other people can benefit from it.
Yeah, and I think the doing it in a podcast format, actually how that came to be was, to be honest, because I hadn't heard, as you probably were, I'm not very technologically literate, if that's even a right term. But, yeah, podcasts came about. I remember going back to the gym around about 6 months ago, and it had been a long time since I've been there. And, you know, people with their headphones in, and I saw a next-door neighbour at the gym. And I turned around to him and said, I said, what are you listening to? He had the headphones in, etc. He goes, oh, I'm just listening to this podcast. I can't recall exactly what it was. And I was like, oh, yeah, what's a podcast? Anyway, so he hooked me onto that. And I started to think, oh, okay, that's a pretty cool concept. And then I turned around, and as part of our, we've been through a recent rebranding, as you're fully aware, of the business. And one of the things that we've done is change the look and feel and the content within our website.
Yep.
And as part of that, we did a whole range of videos that we've called Whiteboard Wednesdays. And safe to say that looking at yourself on those videos, I decided that if there was a way in which we could get some information across that didn't involve having my mug on a screen, that might be a better way. And sure enough, when the staff and family, etc., saw those videos, they suggested that, yeah, maybe podcast is the way of the future, not videos.
It's fair to say the staff photos and the personal videos that we put on the website were a fair indication that neither of you or I have been to the gym for the last 6 to 12 months. So if you ever needed to really understand where you're at, just have a look at those videos and the staff photos on the website.
Yeah,
very, right. Very unflattering, I might add.
Yeah, no, true.
So, Mark, who do you think is going to get the most benefit out of tuning into these podcasts?
Yeah, really good question. You know, and that was something that I think we asked ourselves a few times before we decided to delve into
this. Why would someone want to listen to us?
Yeah, exactly right. As opposed to those that have to listen to us, be it family or staff. Okay, so in terms of who's going to get the most benefit from tuning in, I think it's really interesting. Over the last sort of, well, it's been longer than 8 years in finance past life. It's been for 15 years. In all my dealings with clients, I think that traditionally they just come back to, you know, a number of different sort of buckets, for want of a better term. There's, you know, the clients that are, if you want to say, financially independent, they don't sit there and stress about money. They don't have any money concerns. And the reality is they...
Well, is that because they're earning plenty?
Well, not necessarily. No, yeah. It's probably just because they're being proactive in terms of managing that area of their life. So, yeah, so there's those guys in that bucket. And then I think there's the other opposite end of the spectrum, which is those that don't have enough money to coming in. So the reality is there's not too much for discretionary spending. They can cover their needs, but not necessarily their wants. And then there's this huge bucket that sit in the middle. And those guys, you know, they have enough money coming in, and they fall into either two buckets. The ones that got enough coming in but don't sit there and concern themselves about money until a life event forces them to do so.
Right? Kids or marriage or something like that?
She'll be right, sort of scenario, right? Yep. So there's a large number of those people. And then there's other people that, again, they've got enough money coming in to cover what's going out. They're living a comfortable life, but they know that there's probably something better for them, or they need to be taking and paying more attention to this area of their life. They may look at the people down the road and wonder how they've been managed to secure that next investment property or upgrade their home. And they just feel that they need to be doing something more. But they don't know where to start, and they don't know how to get going. So in terms of the people that are going to get the most out of this podcast, yeah, I don't know whether the financially independent or the really wealthy are going to sit here and glean too much from it. But if they sit in one of those other three boats, I reckon they'll get something out of the content that we're going to be sharing over the next however many podcasts.
Yeah, fantastic. It's fair to say I sat in that final bucket in 2002. I was earning plenty of cash, and it wasn't until I had that, I suppose, that eye-opening experience with you, Mark. We sat in the boardroom and you were in your infancy and sort of providing advice in the mortgage space. And we've been lifelong friends for a long period of time before becoming business partners.
But lifelong periods for a long period of time would indicate that we've been lifelong friends.
There you go. And I sat there and had you effectively put my life on a board and explain what was actually possible. And, you know, it was at that point in time that I started to take control of my finances. And that led me to get into property investing. It led me to buy my home. It led me to ultimately to joining the business in 2010. So, you know, we're trying to really replicate that appointment in the podcast that we're providing people.
Yeah, we've got, and everyone's got a story, right? And everyone's got a, that brings them to a certain point. And I think, like for myself in particular, I look back and go, you know, what steered me in the direction that I've headed in. And I had no idea. Like, I went out to work for myself at 24 years of age. Mm. So showing my age now, that's 16 years ago. And only upon reflection did I look at it and go, okay, well, there's a defining moment in my life that led me to go down that path and decide that, you know, I wanted to work for myself. Like, no doubt many of our listeners would be... would have come to that same sort of conclusion. And that was purely dictated to by the fact that my father, I remember distinctly coming home one day and finding that his walk-in robe had been converted into an office because he'd been made redundant. And he was like, no doubt...
That wasn't a big walk-in robe for memory.
No, it wasn't a big walk-in robe, but it was a big computer back in those days because they weren't exactly laptops or iPads. So I remember sitting there and, you know, he'd been made redundant from a position as a general manager, and we'd always had a relatively comfortable life. And for him and my mum, you know, things got turned on their heads. But one thing I remember is that never did they really put that sort of financial stress onto us as kids. We sort of sailed through pretty comfortably. But if I sit there and ask him now, you know, what that period of his life was like, and it was highly stressful. And, yeah, it had an impact on me. And led me to look to run my own, you know, run my own show from the age of 24 with no idea what I wanted to do. But that's how we sort of ended up where we are at the moment with Finance Path.
So we're going to try and really replicate and share the one-on-one conversations we're having with our clients, and ensure that our listeners, I suppose, can benefit from those learnings that we make, as well as the learnings that I suppose we provide our clients.
Well, what we're going to do is we're going to answer the questions, and there's just so many questions that we get asked, but there's some common themes through all of them, and that's why we've called the property the podcast Money, Property and You. So what we're going to tackle is, you know, one of the things that we see a hell of a lot is that people are paralyzed and don't make a decision and don't start moving forward because they don't know where to start, and because of there's just a truckload of information out there. You know, you look at the TV shows, you look at, you know, articles in the newspaper, and people don't have a lot of time to absorb detail. And the media outlets throw out headlines. So we see a lot of people making financial decisions based upon this information that's not grounded in, you know, any sound, with no sound basis for making it. So,
well, it's fair to say sometimes it's actually based on the agenda of the writer or the agenda of the TV station that they're actually listening to.
Yeah, exactly right. So look, what we want to do is the concept around this is we're going to encourage our listeners to keep to send their questions through, and we're going to address all of the key topics that we address in our day-to-day business. But what we'll do is we'll do it with a bit of a slant, and we're going to analyse the media of the week. So what we'll be doing is we'll be looking at the mainstream medias and the articles and things of interest. So it's really topical, and it's a really interesting time at the moment. We've just been made aware that there's an election coming up, and there's a whole range of topics and conversations that are going to take place to try and win voters over. So it's a really good time to be starting to do this stuff.
What's the first couple, Mark? Like, there's some stuff coming out in the media at the moment. We're only looking at a few things in the during the week. What are the first couple of topics you want to look at?
Yeah, so negative gearing is a massive hot topic at the moment, and the Labor Party has got a position, and the Liberal Party are yet to announce their position, but it's likely to be that it's not to be touched. So we're going to be tackling that, and there's a lot of a lot of media with respect to it. So we'll be delving into some of the key bits of media that have come out or are about to come out, and we'll be analysing that and putting our own slant thoughts and opinions on that.
So we're going to put ourselves on the line and give our opinions.
Yeah, we'll give opinions and just to cut through the crap, I suppose. Yeah. So and as a business, what we really pride ourselves on is simplifying sometimes what is the complicated. People don't have a lot of time to understand the intricacies of everything and how it's going to impact on them. So as a the podcast is about cutting through the clutter, cutting through the crap, and helping people understand the real story behind some of the articles and the episodes that are out there at the moment.
Yeah, fantastic. So how often can they expect to hear from us?
We're going to be doing these on a weekly basis. So what we'll do is look through the media of the week, and we'll get together on a Friday and analyse that. So yeah, the aim is to be able to hit the listeners and come out with them with what's happened in the past week. So a weekly podcast, yeah.
So is there an opportunity for our listeners to actually ask for us to discuss any topics any questions or anything that they're concerned about?
Yeah, definitely. We'd love to do that. I mean, there's plenty of great podcasts out there, and I think, and even in the space that we're in as well too, I listen to a couple that I think are really, really good. So, you know, why would people want to listen to us? It's just going to come back to how engaging, entertaining, funny, and who we basically, you know, bring in, because not only will we analyse the media of the week, we're also going to bring in experts that are dealing with people at the coalface. So it might be architects, it may be draftspeople, it may be valuers, it may be property advocates, accountants. We'll find some exciting ones with financial planners. All of the people that have got stories to tell and information to share that is easy for people to digest in, you know, a 15, 20, 25 minute. And we'll educate and help people make better money decisions. So, really looking forward to interviewing those people that we have access to.
Fantastic. So we're going to start next week throwing up some of the new podcasts for our listeners to hear. There'll be access to questions at the bottom of the podcast where you listen to. So put our questions through or send them through to customerservice@financepath.com.au. If you want to pose any questions or any particular topics that you'd like us to discuss over the next couple of weeks, and we look forward to hearing from you.
Yeah, and we'll put and if anyone wants to put a face to the name at this point in time, go and jump onto our website, www.financepath.com.au, and you can get a bit of feel, I suppose, of who it is that's
look for the two fat blokes at the top, and you'll be in the right direction.
Cool. So, you know, we look forward to having you on board, listeners. And as I said, any questions, content, and stuff that you feel you'd love to hear, by all means, shoot it through to us, and we look forward to catching up next week.
See you guys.
Ask a burning question. Visit www.financepath.com.au/podcasts.